Okay, a new world, Meseches Pesachim Yerushalmi. Wow, what an amazing schus we had for Shabbos and Erevin. And now we start the Yerushalmi about Meseches Pesachim. Why is it called Pesachim and not Pesach? We have Pesach. Why is it called Pesachim? So Pesachim sounds like it's two Pesachs. What kind of two Pesachs? It's Pesachim. So one of two options. One might say because really, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. We know that there are 10 prakim here in Meseches Pesachim. The 9th parak is about Pesach Sheni, right? The only mitzvah that you have a makeup time a month later. So that's two Pesachims. But other Rishon, if you look at Tosfos Yontif, here on the Mishnah quotes that two Pesachs, meaning it's kind of like Pesach about Pesach, what we call Pesach, which is the parak 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10, and then the Karban Pesach, which is parak 6 through 9. So that's the two Pesachims. The Meiri even quotes that they used to print the 10th parak, Arvei Pesachim, with the first couple of prakim, because those are the ones that are Lamaisa having to do, there's a lot of Kachim in Pesachim, right? From the 5th parak, from Tam Nishchat, that's all Kachim. But that's what the Tosfos Yontif says in a little Hakdama. Remember, the Tosfos Yontif was a Talmud of the Maharal Miprag, Reb Yontif Liebman Heller. And he lived in Prague, and the Maharal says, you need to write a commentary on Mishnah. You need to study Mishnayos. Mishnayos are crucial. Mishnayos are so important. So Tosfos Yontif says, because his Rebbe pushed him, he wrote a commentary. So there was already a Rashi-like commentary. That's the Rav, the Bar Tanura, right? That's on the inside. So he wrote a Tosfos Yontif. So that's what he acts like Tosfos. And he connects the Mishnayos to each other, and he adds kashas and answers. But that's why we have the Tosfos Yontif, because the Maharal pushed him to put Mishnayos on the map. So he writes the quotes there. Ubitfus ha-gemara kari pesach rishon la-arba prakim rishonim de-mairi b'dinei chamitz u-matza. The first couple of prakim are chamitz u-matza de-nehigi b'chol zman u-pesach sheni kari mi-perek hei ad perek basra. Perek 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, which is all about Karban Pesach. That's why the two Pesachims that we have. We do call it Pesach, the holiday, that we're going to eat matzah and no chametz. The Mefarshim wonder that if you look in the Torah Shebichsav, Pesach is really Erev Pesach. The 14th of Nisan, the day we bring the Karban Pesach, is Erev, that's called Pesach. The 7-day holiday is Chag HaMatzos, right? So, but that's, it's not called Pesach. We call it Pesach. But, if you look in the, on the side of the Mishnayos, in the Tosfos Chadashim, he quotes from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibraditchev about why is it that, again, a famous discussion. Why is it that we call it Pesach, but Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos? So he says this is an example of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises us and we praise Hashem. Like the Gemara in Brachos, what does it say in our tefillin? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Hashem puts our covet first and we put HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet first. In Parshas Matos, Hashem says, go get, the Klei Yakar says, Hashem tells Moshe, get Nikmas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe says, I'm going to fight Midyan and get Nikmas Hashem. Right, it's always, we're always putting each other's covet first. So says the Reb Levi Yitzchak. That's what's happening here. Pesach symbolizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu's godless. He passed over us and he protected us. Matzah symbolizes that we went out of Mitzrayim without any food, right? We just with the matzah on our back. So Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos to give us praise, but we call it Pesach to give Hashem praise. Umavuar b'shem zeh shavach shel Hashem yisbarach hu shem mechamal al amo Yisrael. U'b'shem ayantav shenikra Chag HaMatzos. Mavuar tama kasev ugas matzos kilo chametz. U'miyatam nikra Chag HaMatzos shiyatzu miyad shloim misakvim klal v'yadar hayam muzurazim b'mitzvas Hashem. Right, and that's shavach li Yisrael zocharti lo chesed u'rayach. And there are many other examples of this throughout Machshava, but that's what the Rebbe Yitzchak quoted on the side of the Mishnayos right here in the beginning of a Pesachim. So Pesach is about Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. As we know, we're going to talk about matzah and maror and chametz. That's all the first couple of prakim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, a lot of what we call Pesach, the Seder, that's in the last parak in Arvei Pesachim. We know Pesach, there are three Isurim. We actually spoke about this at the end of Pesach's Erevin. The Isur of Chametz has three aspects, as we'll get to. There's an Isur of Achila, you can't eat Chametz. You can't get benefit from Chametz, Isur Hana'ah, and the Isur of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. The Isur of Achila starts even from Erev Pesach, Midaraisa. Midaraisa already from Chatzos, I can't eat Chametz on Erev Pesach. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, we'll see, about Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. When does that start? Does that go with the Isur Achila? Or could that be independent? We'll have to see about that. There's also Yisuri Drabanan that are added on. We always put Ba'i Rabbi and Matzi together. Do they always go together? Right? Those Yisurim? Right? So that's also a question that the Rishonim deal with. If they always go together, so why are there two separate Isurim? You can't see chametz, or can't be seen, and you can't find chametz. The Magen Mishnah, refers to the Rambam, Menichas Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. This is all, again, by way of introduction. Eino loke mishim lo yirev al-yimatzei, elim kein kona chametz ha-pesach. Something we'll talk about a lot. The Rambam says there's no malchus for bal yirev al-yimatzei, unless you bought chametz, because it's alav, she'ein ba-maisa. So according to the Rambam, bal yirev al-yimatzei, you might get malchus, you might not get malchus. If you did it through a maisa, you bought chametz on Pesach, you get malchus. If you didn't buy chametz, you just had it in your house and you left it, you don't get malchus, right? So you don't just judge based on what it is. It's whatever you did. So bal yirev al-yimatzei. So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, he quotes the Re'im, the Lazmi Metz. This is the Mizrahi, because it's on the spot. Sometimes means the Yireim, Rav Lezer Mimetz, one of the early Bali Atosfus, or sometimes it means Rav Leo Mizrahi, the commentary on Rashi, but also it's a commentary on the Smag. So that's the Re'im. You have to know when they quote Reish Alev Mem. So Vishla Tamua, the Shorish Test Nira, De Ain Lokin. If you look in the Shorish Test, the Rambam seems to say, you're not a look at two Malkias, Lomonish Ne Lavin, and Kshemish Ne Shemos. Ube Emes Isli Yashiv. And that's what he quotes based on the smog. Here's the Kesef Mishnah. Only if it could be seen. It's not that you always automatically over both. Elahecha de Shaychi Travayu over Bishnayim. To call Echa Dover Alo Yi Ra'e over Nami Alo Yi Matze. Aval Bitamun Lo Over Allah Alo Yi Matze. If it's hidden, you don't see it, that's only Lo Yi Matze. It's a Bichidish of the Kesef Mishnah. It's not that it's seeable, it's a Chefza, it's if you see it, if it can be seen. That's why he says Tamun is going to be Bal Yi Matze, but it's not going to be Bal Yi Ra. Says Amin Chaschinach, and what about a blind person? Maybe a blind person can never violate Bal Yi Ra. You don't see that anywhere in Chazal. He'll never see it. So do you say that a blind person will never? So he says, it could be the difference between blind and tamun. The Yav Shalomar says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chaf. The Dafka B'tamun, the Eino Nire Klal, Lushum Adam. So maybe that's not included. Aval Eino Tamun, after Hu Eino Ro'eh, Moda Kesef Mishnah, the Bikomakom over Balavazeh. V'yemkein Hachinami Suma, V'tzarech Iyun, Ki Kesafti B'ksas Iyun. Right? He says, I didn't focus on it as much as I should have, but that's Bal Yira, Bal Yimatze. To counteract the Isurim of Chametz that we have, Isur Achilas Rana, Isur Bal Yira, Bal Yimatze, we have a three-pronged attack, which the Gemara is going to talk about, each one of them, starting from the beginning. Bedika, Biur, and Bittel. Right? We search and destroy, right? That's Bedika and Biur, search and destroy, both of those, we do both. We don't just destroy because maybe there's some under the couch that we don't know about. So we have to search and destroy. And we don't just search and take it out because we have to mitzvah destroy it. The mitzvah asay of tashbisu. But also bittel, we also nullify. What is bittel? Major machlokes rishonim, which we'll get to. How do you nullify? Do you make it hefker? Do you make it like dirt? The rishonim discuss, so what are you both for? Just be mavatel. No, because if you're mavatel and you have donuts sitting on the kitchen table, yeah, it means nothing to me, but I might come to eat it. Right? That's why you can't just do bittel. You also have to do bedik and biur. Why can't you just do bedik and biur? Because you might not find everything. So that's why you can't just rely on search and destroy. Maybe there's some chametz somewhere that I don't know about. That's why I also do bittel. We do three-pronged attack in order to prevent ourselves, save ourselves from any avera and from fulfilling the mitzvah. Okay. So this is all a little bit by way of introduction. Maybe one more. The Radvaz. I always quote this Radvaz, having to do with chametz. Tav kufayin zayin. The Radvaz discusses, why is chametz so chamor? You can't eat it, you can't have hanah from it, and you can't even have it in your house. And on Pesach, it's asur b'mashahu, right? It's even a tiny amount. Is that what the Radvaz was asked? Sha'alti mimeni, o dikha daiti, manish tana chametz b'pesach mikol isurin shebat Torah. Play on words. Manish tana chametz from all the other isurim. Shechmir alav Torah, number one, Latzrucha Bedika. No other Isser do you have to search out, right? Srofe kale, besides avodah zara. Vegam bitol. Vosifu chachamim lasvicha bedika bechurun ustakin. Ulechape sachara. Vulashare shosho mikol gulav. Vyarvalam shabai rabbi imatze. Vasru bakal shuhu. Venom is batal klau. Vechumros keelu lo nimsu bechol isur in shabbat Torah. You don't find such chumras by all isurim in the Torah. And he says, you have some that have some and not the others. Some have kares, chelav and dam. And some have, isur hana, like kilei akerem and shara niskal. And some have lo bedili minei. So says the Radvaz. Ha'achas, two answers. Number one. Sho nimsu b'chol yisurin shabbat Torah, she's tarfu bo kol gimel tram halalu. Because you don't find all three of these conditions by any other isur. Isur hana, kares, and you're used to eating it. Lo bedili in shimine. Kula shasa. Elachames bovad. V'kivin sheyesh bo chumras halalu, hechmira alav Torah chumras acheros. Number one. Number two, he says maybe chametz is called the davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's a machlokas rishonim. Spoke about that because it's going to be mutter in a week. So that's why it's not batel. V'chulu, and he continues and he says, I'm not sure because avodah zara has all of these also. And we're not so machmer by avodah zara for bedika and bittel. So at the end of the day, and the Radvaz is a halachist. He throws up his hands and says, what could I do? Al kain ani somech hamash amr chazal b'midrashos ki chametz bepesach remez liyetzahara v'hu sa'or shebi isa. It's the leaven in our hearts. V'lachain, search and destroy. Kalei garesh yigaresho so ha'adam me'alav yechapes alav v'chol machbos machshavosav v'yafilu kol shu lo batel harize emes v'nachon. So Revaz has to revert to hashkafa, kabbalah, in order to explain the chumras of chametz. Okay. We continue. Or lar basar, both natsachamis la arhaner. So the night before Pesach, the night of the 14th, we check for chametz using a candle. Again, if erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so we bump it up. We'll bump it up a night. So it's or li yud gimel. But or lar basar, both natsachamis. Many Bali Drush say, oh, or lar basar, when a boy turns 13 years old, that's when bokenas chametz. You got to check the chametz. You got to search out your heart. Like Rav says, la'oraner, by the light of Torah. So, orla basar. Okay. So bedika. So there's, whenever anybody learns psachim in the Bavli, the first discussion is Rashi Tosfos bedika. What is the purpose of bedika right here? Bot genes achametz la'oraner. So there's a source quoted in the Yerushalmi that's not in the Bavli that we'll have soon, but this is known as a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. We have all the Rishonim on psachim. We have Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban, Ritva, Maram Chalava, Meiri, Rabbeinu David. Jam-packed. A wealth of Rishonim on Masechta Pesachim. So Rashi, it was the first Rashi in the Masechta. Second Rashi. Both Nasa Chametz, Rashi says, so you don't violate Bar Rabbi Yimatze. Which sounds like Bedika is a Din Daraisa. Right? Both Nasa Chametz, so that you don't violate Bar Rabbi Yimatze. Says Tosfos right away. What do you mean? We do Bittel. Once you're Mevatel the Chametz, you're not going to violate Bar Rabbi Yimatze anyway. So what's Rashi talking about? Only in the case where you didn't do bittel. Some say that, right? If you didn't do bittel, then you get a violate by Rabbi Yimatze. But Kashal Ari says Tosfos, no. Keep the tzarach bittel. Habo de tzarach yevatel. Umidarayt zebittel ba'al masagi. Amai yitzricha cha medika klau. V'nira l'ri. V'yaf agav desagi bebittel. Hechmiru chachamim livdok. It's a chiyav d'rabanan shelo yavo la'achlo. Like I said, right? So you don't come to eat it. You're right. You're not going to violate. Bittika is not daraisa. You're not going to violate. But shema yavo la'achlo, because you're used to eating it. Nothing else, besides Yom Kippur, nothing else not kosher. I eat pig all, I never eat pig. I never eat chalev. I never eat not kosher. All of a sudden, this I eat the whole time. That's why it's harder, and therefore we are machmir, right? That's what Tosfos says. Mishum dechametz mutter kol hashana, v'lo nasa rak v'pesach, v'lo bedili minei. So that's Tosfos. Tosfos says, it's the Rabbanan. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says the same to say as Daraisa. So again, all the Rishonim already discussed this, the Ritva. Here defends Rashi. It means if bedika, you're right, we do bittel. But bedika, if you didn't do bittel, b'kuli alma bedika midaraisa umay darmina begamari bebittel b'amasagi hachi amrinan to call heichad to avid bittel sulo ramya alei mitzvahs bedika v'chulu. And he says part of the mitzvah so bebiur eladi bitlu meikara sulo ramya lehi mitzvah v'chulu. It's a different pronged attack, and he continues exactly how to work it into the words of Rashi, but this is a discussion at the beginning of the Masechta. Okay, we continue. Wherever you don't bring chametz into, does not require bedika. Right? Sometimes people use Pesach cleaning, to go a little overboard. And dust is not chametz, right? Dirt is not chametz. If one wants to use the opportunity of cleaning for Pesach to clean, period, that's fine, but don't blame it on Pesach, right? And therefore, if there's not enough time, if there's shortened amount of effort and the time, then one has to know chametz, and that's what it says clearly. The second line of the whole Masechta, if there's no chametz there, you don't have to clean it. On the top of the bookshelves where nobody goes and it's dusty, you don't have to do that before Pesach, right? You can spend the week after Pesach cleaning the dust. But that's kol makom she'machnisu b'chametz, ain't zorach b'dika. U'bameh amru shtei shuros b'martef. And what about that which it says, two rows in the martef, two rows in the wine cellar? It says that you have to clean two rows in the wine cellar. What's that what it's referring to? Makash she'machnisu b'chametz. That's about a wine cellar that a servant might go down there with his sandwich in one hand to go get a barrel of wine. He might have chametz down there. So that's what it's talking about. What is the Mishnah referring to? That which it said. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger here on the Mishnah quotes an earlier Sefer that says, you see from this Mishnah that there were texts that were written before Yehuda Anasi put together the Mishnah. Because you see here, it's referring, and what about that which we know is said? Some earlier text. You see from there. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, B'Sefer Akrisus, Kasav, Shekodem Rebbe Hayasidre Mishnah. V'sham hayushonim beiz shuros b'martef. There was some earlier times. Again, some suggest machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether Rabbi Yehuda Anasi really wrote everything down or he just gathered it and it was written down later. But this is definitely a reference to something earlier. You see that in the Mishnah. So that which it says, two rows, it's talking about rows where chametz might be in, and that's why you have to clean it. What does that mean? Beisham hayomrim shtei shuros apnei kol ha-martef. Two rows on the face of the whole martef, the upper outer ones. The Gemara will explain what those mean, as the Bavli did as well. Period. Or la arba sarvachulu. So if you look in the Bavli, there's no pasuk quoted. There's a pasuk quoted here for bedikas chametz, which gives the impression that it's a daraisa. Again, remez, maybe a smach a little bit to the Rashi that we just saw. Right, the pasuk says, "Ushmartem esam matzos ki be'etzam ayom hazeh." Guard the matzah, meaning no chametz. Ki be'etzam ayom hazeh, hotzeisi et tzivoseichem me'eretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Egypt. Hotzeisi et tzivoseichem Mitzrayim. What does that sound like? Ki be'etzam hayom hazeh. It sounds like achilas matzah is from the daytime. Rabbi yom hazeh, guard matzah and eat matzah. Ki be'etzam ayom hazeh. And yet we have a different pasuk. Barishon barbasar yom lachodesh ba'erev tochlu matzos. Right, you have to eat matzah at night. So when does matzah start? Is the mitzvah during the day or is the mitzvah at night? So man in kaimin. So what are we talking about? Meaning, what must you do according to this second pasuk? You have to do something the night of Pesach. Im lachilas matzah kfar ksiv shivas yamim matzos tochelu. Right? If it's about matzah, no, matzah is only 7 days. Right? So if you start the day earlier, then it's going to end too early. Okay, start on the 14th. Start, maybe that's what it means. You start the night before. No, it's got to end on the 21st. So you can't start early, so matzah is for 7 days, and it can't be before the 15th. So Ella, the pasuk must not be referring to matzah. Elam einu inyan lachilas matzah, tenu inyan l'biur chametz. It must be talking about bi'ur or bedika. The first step of bi'ur is bedika. That's why the bracha we make on bedika is al bi'ur chametz. One of the brachas we only say once a year. So the pasuk must be referring to biur chametz on the 14th. Barishon ba'arbasar layom on the 14th. Lel arbasar, bedikas chametz. So there's a smach here for bedikas chametz. A din d'araisa. It's not mamish a din d'araisa. I saw in the back one of the achronim, the Tiv Yerushalayim. The Tiv Yerushalayim says, the Tiv Yerushalayim, I'm looking at something on the next daf. The Tiv Yerushalayim says, Mashmu Drusha Gemura, Shetzorach Lavar Chametz Be'er Pesach Me'akra. It sounds like the Yerushalmi is treating this as a real Drusha. U'kechol Drusha Sabavli, Duhumi Daraisa. V'hu Midas V'hare Midas Im Eino Inyin, Ki Eino Mehamido Shatar Didreshes Bohem. Im Eino Inyin doesn't have the same strength as a Hekish or a Riba Umiyet or a Klalu Prat. Im Eino Inyin, it's a limud, But it's not mamish alima like a din daraisa. V'nirali da'af de nidrash b'imeno inyan mikol makom nidrash nami kipshuto. You could also say it's pshuta. Devada yish lomar. Tach be'erev toch lomatzos koi le'erev Pesach. V'ula hazir be'erev Pesach el achilas chametz b'biuro. Shmartem asa matzos? Eating matzah implies not eating the chametz. So it's not just in the meino inyan, which is totally, usually delo kipshuto. It has nothing to do with this. But here, it is the pshat. Because if it says focus on matzah, that means you can't focus on chametz. So it's like a lav haba mechal aseh. So don't think of it as a stam in imeino inyan. It could be that it's more powerful than a regular imeino inyan. Okay. There's also what to say about Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, but remind me if there's time later. Lama la'ar haner, why do you have to dafka do it with a candle? Amr shvel barav yitzchag v'nei shahaner bodeh kol shu, because a candle allows you to get into the nooks and crannies. Right? A candle then is the flashlight of today. Right, a candle, right? Because natural light doesn't let you get into the corners. Lama balayla, Amar of Yosef, Shein b'dikas haner yafeh, la balayla. Well, once we tell you that you need to use a candle because to get into the nooks and the crannies, so a candle is only effective at night. And therefore, you do it at night. Rabbi Mana, lo amar kein, Rabbi Mana gives a different answer. Why do you have to do it at night? Ushmartem as hayom hazeh l'doroseichem l'chukas olam. You have to guard this day. So you have to have the entire day guarded. Asei sheyu hayom v'halayla mishumarin. The whole night and day should be included in the shmira, and that's where you have to start. At the beginning, you have to bedika the night before, so the entire 14th is guarded from chametz. So it sounds like tmimos. We count svira at the beginning of the night, so the entire night could be included in the svira. Right, tmimos. So here, why do you do it at night? Number one, because the candle is good at night. But number two, you want to have the whole day included in the state of shmira. Says the Gemara. Well, once you want to have it included, so why don't you even go and start earlier? The yasla b'shlosha asar. So why don't you even do it on the 13th? Right, and then the whole 14th could be mishumar. Avki isle kai demar Rabbi Yossi. No, but we hold like Rabbi Yossi that has to be at night. Right, that's why. You can't just do it on the 13th of the afternoon. You have to do it at night, because we paskin that, candles yafeh balayla. V'yaskal or l'shlosh asar. Okay, so why don't you do it the night before? Do it lel yud gimel. So, then you'll have it at night, and you'll have the whole 14th mishumar. No. In keni, yivtok avila merish chodesh. What does that mean? Machlokas in the mefarshim. Some say, you're right! Maybe you could do it even from the 13th. Right? That's what the Karban Eda says. Yeah, you can even do it from the 13th. Rav Chaim Knievsky says, no, you're wrong. Right. You do it from the Rosh Chodesh, meaning, no, it's a din of the night before Pesach. You can't do it, just like you can't do a Rosh Chodesh with a bracha. That's not the Takana. The Takana is right before. Right. See what Rav Chaim Knievsky says? Im kein, shema yivtok mi Rosh Chodesh, v'zei yefshar. Shlomer Torah, elashi yehei, yud dalid, mishumar menachametz, which is right before. Vachanami, in bodik, lel yud gimel, nimsa yud gimel nami mishumar menachametz. And that it doesn't say yud gimel, it's just yud dalid. That's what you have to do, it yud dalid, the beginning of the night. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Mau livdok la'or ha'avukos. Could you use a torch? Not just a candle, could you use a torch? That means something with more than one wick. That's a halachic torch, like we have for Havdalah. Someone says, Maitzri Chalei, why, what's the issue? Why wouldn't you be able to? Bepnei she'oran mavliach. Right, that means because the light is not staple, it flickers. It's not a steady light. So maybe it's not good to use for Bedika. Rishmol Barav Yitzchak Kedaita, and he is Lishitaso. Rishmol Barav Yitzchak Amr Bresha Anir Bode Kolshu. Your reason you need to use a candle is because you need to get into the nooks and the crannies. But if you have a torch which flickers and you're not going to take it into the nooks and the crannies, that's why he has the question about the torch. Period. Aval Pishain Raila Davar, Zechela Davar. Even though there's no proof that you need to use a candle, but there's a remez, right? The Pasuk says here in Tzafanya, Vahaya ba'eis hahi. That's the pasuk. Ba'eis hahi achapes es Yerushalayim b'neiros. You see, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is searching out Yerushalayim, happens to be the Chataim, he's searching out Yerushalayim b'neiros, you see, chippus, searching is done with candles. So too, we do candles like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did candles. That's one remez. V'istabayimar, and some say, how could you learn from Hashem? Right? That's a different type of searching. So maybe a different pasuk. V'istabayimar, nishmeim and adah. Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. Chofes, Kochad Rivaten. Again, you see in the pasuk about a candle, Ner Hashem. Chofes Hashem searches out. Chofes Kol Chadrivat and searches out our inner thoughts. Again, they're both drushim. This one might be even more distant drush. That's why the first pasuk might like the first pasuk instead of the second one. Either way, okay. Amar Rabbi Yosa Masnisa Amar Rabbi Yigas Hayom Batika. A Mishnah later on in our parak says that Bidi Eved, checking by day, is also a fulfillment of the mitzvah. To Tanina, because we learn later on, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Botkin Orlar Basar, Uba Arbasar, Uba Shachris, Uba Shasbir. Rabbi Yehuda says, you should check the night before Pesach, Orlar Basar. What if you didn't? What if you ran out of time? Then you check in the morning, Arbasar. And if you still ran out of time, you didn't do it then you could check later on. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried that if you find chametz in your search, you're going to come to eat it, because you're searching to destroy it. So he says you can check even b'shas habir. Lo sof davar Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, not only does Rabbi Yehuda say that a daytime bedika b'di'evet is okay, Ella filu d'rabbanan, d'tanin, because the Rabbanan say, v'cham omrim, im lo badak orla basar yivdok bar basar. Right, so he also, the Chacham also hold that a daytime bedika b'di'evet would be okay. Question though, v'sorach livdok laraner, if you do a daytime bedika, should you use a candle? Right, because you have a lot of the symbolism of the candle. Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Adam, she used a candle. Or we might say, what about Bizman Hazeh, where we generally, you know, it's much better light with the lights on or with a flashlight. So we should use a candle at the beginning just to be Yotze, the minhag of Ne'er Hashem Nishmas Adam. Then you could put it out. But should you use a candle during the day? So Nishminim and Adol, let's learn it from the following. In both, Kin Lo Lora Chama, V'lo Ravana, V'lo Lora Kochavim. Don't do B'diko from the light of the sun, moon, or stars. Ela la araner, dafka candle. So 1 second. Nicha lo la aravan v'lo racha kochavim. I understand those two are at night. Don't use the light of the moon or the light of the stars at night, but use a candle. Ela ar chama v'chiyesh chama balayla, but don't use the sunlight. Obviously, if it's sunlight, aren't we talking about daytime? And it still says use a candle. So you see, use a candle even if one would do it during the day. Hada amra afilu bayom zorach livdok la araner. It must be that if you do a bedika during the day, you should do bedika la'or haner. Lo sof davar bayis she'ein bo ora. Fine, that's in a house where there aren't huge windows where it's broad daylight if the light goes in. Elafilu bayis she'ish bo ora. Even if you have a house with tons of light shining in, afilu bayam sarach livdok la'or haner. Still use a candle, because a candle is symbolic what should be used. Again, there's so much to talk about when it comes to Bidika. Maybe just one other point based on the pasuk we mentioned before. The pasuk started off for the first remez, Ushvaitam Asamazus, Kibetza Mayamazesh, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Rashi in Parshas Ha'azinu discusses three Be'etzem Hayomazes. Remember, Rashi quotes there on the pasuk by the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says to Moshe, Be'etzem Hayomazeh, go up to Har Nevo. And here, Rashi quotes, there's Be'etzem Hayomazeh, and here's Be'etzem Hayomazeh, you see it's Mitzrayim, and by Noach. The Noach went into the Teva, Be'etzem Hayomazeh. So Rashi there quotes, why by these three? Because by these three, the people of the door said, we're not going to let it happen. Right? We're not going to let Noach go on the boat. We're not going to let the Jews out of Mitzrayim. We're not going to let Moshe go up the mountain because he's only supposed to die on the mountain. You have to say it like that. We're not going to let Moshe die. They still have no control over that. We're not going to let Moshe go up the mountain because he's only supposed to die on the mountain on Har Nevo. So in all these places, Hashem says, I'm going to do it in the middle of the day. Let's see who wins. But we said in the past, maybe another shot might be, each of these moments were transitionary moments in Jewish history. This very moment, before and after, was very different. Pre and post Mabul with different worlds. Different worlds. Pre and post Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? That was, we went from families and servants to a nation. Right, Paro, if you remember, was the first one to call us B'nai Yisrael. And then, obviously, pre-imposed Moshe. Moshe Kibbal Torah Mi-Sinai. That door, Mesor Ali Yoshua, that was a different door. And therefore, maybe that's what. That Be'etzem Hayomazeh, that moment is transitionary and important. And we've used this to explain also by Yom Kippur. It says Be'etzem Hayomazeh. Yom Kippur should be a transitionary moment every year in our lives. It should be different pre and post Yom Kippur. That's the power of the Be'etzem, the power of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Interesting also, we know that the Isser of Chametz, we're talking about here when Bedika starts, it starts the night before. When does the Isser of Bayu Rabbi Matzeh? We'll have to get to that. Machlokes Rishonim. What about the Isser of eating matzah? When does that start? Also, sometime on Erev Pesach, machlok is when? Does it start at Chatzos? Because that's when the Isra of Chametz starts Midaraisa. Does it start in the morning? Does matzah go separate from Chametz? There's a minog not to eat matzah from earlier. Right? Minog from Rosh Chodesh, from Purim. But the halacha is just on Erev Pesach. Either way, this is jam-packed daf, jam-packed topic. Again, we just started with the bedika and the bittel and the biur. And got to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Baruch Hashem, we had a haschala. And Hashem, we will continue next time with Psachim Daf Beis.